This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
American people would be justified in feeling that there has been some miscarriage of justice here in the leniency of this sentence. Remember, those sentencing guidelines apply to all defendants, and the judge really needs a good reason to go below them. The recommendation of 19 to 25 years is an assessment of the severity of these crimes.
Wow, so that's the big shocker. It truly was. You heard Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut reacting to the Paul Manafort sentence again. Manafort getting way less prison time than anybody was predicting, 47 months. And boy, oh boy, he was really seeking mercy, and he really, really got it. 19 and a half to 24 years could have been easily what he would have gotten. So how about that? But the judge said it was excessive. So he gets 47 months. 47 months. Manafort at 69 was wearing a green jail uniform that said Alexandria inmate on the back. He sat in the wheelchair for the entire hearing and didn't really react when the sentence was read by the judge. He just closed his eyes, and that was it for Paul Manafort. So how about that? The judge said at one point that, listen, if you look at his life, he's been a good friend. There was letters showing that he had been a good friend, a generous person. And he said, you know, you can't erase the criminal activity, the tax crimes, a theft of money from everyone who pays taxes. But he said, you know, he's lived an otherwise blameless life, that he had no past criminal history. He earned the admiration of a number of people who wrote letters to the court. So those letters worked. You know, there's been a crazy media frenzy around him. He was ordered to pay a fine of $50,000, but he's already spent 9 months in jail. So it could, and he could end up with less than 3 years, and with additional good behavior, that could be reduced also. Not what anyone was expecting. And there were so many crazy things that happened in court, and now there's also the possibility of a pardon. Although if Adam Schiff, the congressman from California, has anything to do with it, there'll be laws in place where that won't happen. But as of now, it certainly could. At the tail end of this, well, really at the tail, if he serves another, if the president serves another 4 after the 2, certainly that's a possibility. But it could still happen anyway. So it's going to be interesting to watch that unfold. Of course, there's another courtroom he has to appear in. But this was a story that really, really rattled a few cages. And again, so much of it is because the expectation was, ooh, he's the one guy that's going to go down. He's going to pay the price. He's going to be in prison 19, 20, 30 years. Who knows until he dies. But that's looking better for him. What happens in the next one? Let's see what happens. Right? Let's see what happens. As we kind of hopscotch in a few different directions coming up here on the show, we're going to let you hear a little bit of R. Kelly, who went berserk on Gail King on the morning show. R. Kelly has all kinds of felony counts that he is facing with child abuse. And you talk about going from the top of the mountain to swoosh the bottom. That's exactly what happened to him. But he should have that happen based on what I saw and listened to with this documentary. Unbelievable, the just complete disregard for these young women that he was attracting and having it at different places, and geez, we've seen some crazy things happen in the last really 2 years, and this would rank right up there. But I think they got him. We'll see, but it's looking like they got him. Let's just put it that way. It is Lent, and because it's Lent, and I'm going to put it out there right here at the top of the show, and I've seen a lot of people, certainly with ashes, depending on your religion, but one thing we know is fish is back, baby. In fact, I went by a McDonald's today to get some coffee, and McDonald's has Filet-O-Fish. Of course, it's one of their popular items anyway, right? And that's when a lot of people, especially Catholics, give up meat. And according to McDonald's, the sandwich goes back to 1962 when Lou Groen, who owned the first McDonald's restaurant in Cincinnati, came up with the idea because he was in a predominantly Roman Catholic neighborhood. So there was a massive fall off on Fridays. So in 1965, voila, the Filet-O-Fish was an addition to McDonald's original menu, and the only, at that time, non-hamburger option. It's very, very popular by millions and millions of people around the world that like to eat a Filet-O-Fish, and especially at this time, because that's when they see that fish sandwiches during Lent go up 25%. Wow. And even Chick-fil-A got into the action. They have their fish sandwich, which they have through April 20th. So McDonald's and Chick-fil-A. When people say, oh, I'm only going to eat fish, where can I go? There's two fast food places they can go. Right there. And it's not going to break the bank, right? It's not going to happen. We know the president likes to communicate through Twitter. But Twitter's going through an interesting revolution. The CEO, Jack Dorsey, said the company was too aggressive in banning some Twitter accounts. So what are they going to do moving forward? Well, they say probably the team having a lack of context into what's actually happening. We would fully admit we were too aggressive when we first started this. And we have made mistakes. Several of the accounts that they dumped were what they call ban evasion accounts. So they had previously been suspended, etc. And now they're saying, well, maybe it's case by case. Case studies. We have to look at some of what we've done. Here's the bottom line. Journalists, people that want to learn whatever the breaking news is, huge for Twitter. And, of course, anything that happens in the moment. Because now we are all walking around with these devices that we can take video with, take snapshots of, all of that. And whenever something goes on, it just amazes me. You'll see people immediately flip up their phone and they start recording. Now, the dilemma would be, if someone's hurt, do I help them? Or first, am I filming this plane that went down in my neighborhood? And then I'm going to go over and help them. The ethical dilemma. The Good Samaritan, is that person out the window because of our reliance on the cell phones? R. Kelly, his plight next.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. and you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world and seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Well, crowded and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck that has got to hold on you.
I was so tired of not knowing where my money was, where my publishing is.
Isn't that on you then?
Huh?
Isn't that on you?
A lot of it's on me.
That you didn't know where your money is?
A lot of it's on me.
And people say he doesn't have money because he had to pay so much in settlements. What do you say about that?
Lie.
Wow. R. Kelly, the craziest thing, when he's there on the CBS Morning Show with Gail King, and just has a complete meltdown and is just denying everything and anything, saying that his ex-wife destroyed his name, stole money. He says he has just $350,000 after visiting the bank alone for the first time last month. That was something else that he claimed. And you think of how huge R. Kelly was, this 52-year-old singer who just had massive adulation. But he's denying that he lured young girls to him with promises of singing careers, because what's being reported and what was in the documentary is these girls were so young and there was allegations of abuse everywhere. I mean, just all kinds of allegations. So how well is he going to do in court? And he flipped out on Gail King when she was asking him questions. You heard a little bit of that there. And so as a result of that, he finds himself in prison. Because is this somebody they want to let out? And the answer is no. So when he spoke with Gail King of CBS this morning because of the child payment, he said his ex-wife was lying when she accused him of domestic abuse, and his voice broke up. He said, how can I pay child support if my ex-wife is destroying my name and I can't work? He didn't plan on that. He said he couldn't afford to pay the $161,000 in back child support. He had zero relationship with his three children, but he says he knows they love him. So that's why he was jailed. No money to pay that back child support. It's interesting. It's the first time he's addressed allegations since the Lifetime documentary series came out, which aired in January. And, boy, experts say his appearance was risky and it could backfire because it gives prosecutors more information to use against him at trial. And, you know, frankly, that's why most defense attorneys argue for their clients to keep quiet in the first place. So does it hurt him in the end? I mean, the Gayle King thing wasn't good. And, of course, the other part of it is what happened with that documentary. I mean, in the CBS interview, he denied having sex with anyone under 17. Raise your hand if you're buying all of this. Even though he married the late singer Aaliyah, she was 15. And now there was a videotape given to prosecutors in his current case saying it shows Kelly having sex with a girl who repeatedly says on it she's 14 years old. And then in Detroit, they were looking into a woman's claim that Kelly had sex with her in that city in 2001, and she was just 13 years old. 30 years in the business. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. He is in the thick of it. I don't see this situation getting any better for R. Kelly. He didn't do himself any favors by being on that CBS Morning News. And then he freaks out on Gayle King, and that does nothing either. The optics of it are really, really poor. Whatever he was thinking. Let's put it that way. What if you could have Christmas in almost spring? Coming up at the tail end of the show, I'm going to introduce you to someone really cool who I've spent a little bit of time with recently, who talks about getting a letter from Santa Claus that helped him survive, basically, at 5 years old when he was in the hospital. And you're going to love it because what is so cool is that one thing that I say, oh, I wish I'd been able to, if you could transport me into my grandmother's closet, well, closet and she had an attic, and you'd crawl up there and there'd be unbelievable boxes of stuff that, it wasn't stuffed looking, but boxes of stuff with heirlooms in it and pictures and letters. And this is what happened in the case of Robin Jones. He stumbles across an old letter, which puts him on the path of that letter he got from Santa Claus, and what a difference that made to a five-year-old. So anyway, I went down the path because we're talking about horrible things like R. Kelly. Every once in a while on the show, boy, we got to lighten the load, as I say. And certainly the conversation with Robin Jones, who has lots of kids himself and grandkids and reads to kids, talks about the power of that. And you wonder about some of these family situations, or sadly, some of these girls where they get mesmerized by someone like an R. Kelly, and then you're suddenly trapped in the middle of whatever's happening there. And I was thinking this getting ready and coming into the studio. Remember when you could just be a kid, or you had kids and they could be kids for a while longer? Boy, the race to getting and growing up faster and having more responsibilities, to me, is the craziest. It's so, now these days, it's so over the top. Wow. Oh, just let kids be kids, right? Unfortunately, that's not what's happening. Unfortunately. I mean, not every household. I'm not making a blanket statement. But that's not what's happening in places where, oh, if they could just intervene the right dose and then pull back on the others, how great would that be? Okay, and the other story that we're going to introduce you to, and the other person we're going to introduce you to, is someone named Don Burks. And Don's coming up next, and he has an incredible story to tell because he had a cousin who went to prison, and it was a hopeless and a helpless kind of situation, if that makes sense. And what it is his cousin was convicted of killing a man, and sent to prison for 70 years. Talking about prison sentences, Paul Manafort, that's where we started. So Burke's family is asking the Harris County District Attorney's Office to review the case after one of the Drug Enforcement Administration agents involved in the case, a guy named Chad Scott, was indicted in New Orleans on a bunch of federal charges, including perjury and falsifying evidence in an unrelated case. And it turns out that the sole witness against Burks, Lamar Burks, was Derevin Whitaker, a 5-time convicted felon. But he was working a government informant, working for disgraced former DEA agent Chad Scott. It's stranger than, what is it, truth is stranger than fiction? So the judge was going to let him free. But then the Harris County District Attorney, which is by Houston, Kim Ogg, filed a motion to withdraw the agreement. So I think they'll get this back on track. Because imagine you're told, oh, you're given your freedom. And then somehow, right when you're walking out of the gates, they pull you back in. Oh, no, no, no. You have to serve 3-4 more times. It was that writ of habeas corpus in the 208th Judicial District Court before Judge Greg Glass that made the difference. So Glass entered that order recommending the writ be granted and Lamar be released. But of course, of all days, the day of love, February 14th, that DA, Kim Ogg, filed a motion refusing to agree with the judge's order. I guess there's a loophole for everything. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An Ethiopian plane has crashed soon after takeoff from Addis Ababa. 157 people were on board and 35 different nationalities, including 8 Americans. No one survived. South African journalist Deborah Pata has details.
Flight delayed, read the bland announcement at Nairobi's International Airport. However, the delay was anything but bland, as news of the worst possible kind reached frantic family members all all 149 passengers and 8 crew members on board Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 had died. It's unclear what caused this plane to crash, but the pilot was clearly in distress.
The pilot mentioned that he had difficulty and he wants to return.
But then they lost all contact with the plane.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus.
Anybody who's listened to this show for any length of time knows this, and if you've just tuned in, I'm going to tell you, I love Christmas. And I think so much of that is because of the way my mother was at Christmas. It was always a big deal. It wasn't so much about the presents, it's about that feeling. So I am really psyched to welcome to the show author Robin Jones. He has a book called Letter from Santa Claus. The Kindle edition will get you already in the Christmas mood for this. And it takes us back to the winter of 1949. I'm going to let him tell us all the details. I don't want to spoil the story, and it has a beautiful ending. But, Robin, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thanks very much for having me.
So let's go back to that winter that I mentioned in the late 40s. And you were 5 years old, and what happened?
Well, I was feeling quite sick, and my father said that he, I had a temperature and that he would have to take me to the hospital in town. I'm from Toronto, Canada, and because I was really sick and I'd have to go to the hospital. So he picked me up, and I had little red boots on. My older sister said she was scared, but anyway, they took me down to the hospital. And we didn't have a car, so our next door neighbor had to be roasted, and they drove us down to the hospital. So it was an ordeal, but it was good to be able to have the hospital there and go in. I had pneumonia, which was really deadly at that time. Well, it still is, but more so then, because penicillin had just started to be used. And anyway, so I was in the hospital. Yeah.
Wow. And you think of that penicillin. But that really brings us back. Penicillin just starting to be used. So then what happens as you're in the hospital and frankly, some of the people in your family don't think you're going to make it and are probably scared to death. What happens then?
Yeah, it is. Well, at that point, children weren't allowed in the hospital. They could come into the lobby and stuff. Kids weren't allowed into the visiting rooms, and only one adult at a time could be. So My brother and sister, they were pretty nervous. They didn't know, you know, if I'd be. I was the first person ever taken to hospital like that. I'm one of five kids, and they so they were nervous. They, you know, my mom and dad were trying to be casual about it, but they knew that something was happening. And also, my mom and dad said they wouldn't be able to see me for. They didn't know how long. So, yeah, it was pretty nerve wracking. Yeah.
Wow, and then you get this letter from Santa Claus. Tell me about the letter from Santa Claus, which is what prompted you to write this book.
Yeah, this letter, I was in the hospital, and my dad used to come down every day. He was really a busy guy, but he used to come down every day and read me stories, especially Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I really liked that. So he'd come down once a day and read me stories. And we read Rudolph a lot, and then one day I had written a letter earlier. I didn't remember when the dates are a little foggy, but anyway, I'd written a letter earlier, and then I received to Santa, and I received this letter back from Santa Claus, and he came in and woke me up and said, "I've got this letter here for you. It's just some smudge marks on it." And I found out later those smudge marks on the envelope were from an elf coming down the chimney to deliver it to my dad. And he read me the letter, and it was from Santa. It was in six pages in red ink with little stickers all over the pages. And he was telling me how glad he was to receive my letter, and then he, you know, proceeded to read me all the letter about what happened up in the North Pole and to little kids that happened to get really sick.
Wow, and that perked you up, did it? Because you, I mean, what kid isn't excited when they think you're 5 years old and you get a letter from Santa Claus? Are you kidding?
Yeah, I know, it was really good, and I was very perked up, and I still have the letter, and so that's pretty neat. I've shown it to a lot of kids, and when I'm on book signings, and they now know what Santa Claus writes like.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that question. So that was part, you and I talked off there, and that was part of what kind of led you down this path of writing this book in the first place. How many years ago, after all those years, did you re-find this letter that was stuck away?
Well, it was about 4 or 5 years ago that I found it, and since talking to you earlier, I found that the reason I was going through some scrapbooks in the attic, and I found this scrapbook that I had made, and I opened it up, and there was this letter from Santa Claus that I had put in there, still preserved, and I was with. I just put my wife into a home. She had dementia, and so I was in a quandary about different stuff and feeling, you know, not great. Obviously, I'd looked after her for 7 years, and so anyway, I was up in the attic, and I saw this, and I was interested in going to the Storytellers Guild here in Victoria, and they said that I could. Do the letter there, but in storytelling you have to memorize things. So I went over and over and over this letter and started to till I knew it off by heart and read it to the guild there, and they really liked it.
Oh, I bet they really liked it. I love the story. And by the way, we're speaking with Robin Jones. If you just tuned in, Letter from Santa Claus, you can get the Kindle edition. If you go to Amazon.com, we're talking about the fact that he was five, very, very sick with pneumonia. His family takes him to a hospital in Toronto. He's getting great care. But imagine what that's like during Christmas as a young child. His dad wakes him up. Boom, he shares this letter. Robin finds the letter in the attic. And you said to a friend, I think you told a friend the story, and didn't they say, listen, you need to publish this. You need to do this story, which thank goodness they said that, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. He's an author friend of mine here in Canada, and he said, you know, why don't you publish it? And so I sent a copy of the draft of it down to, I sent a copy of the letter, and they said, yeah, you know, put some introduction to it and we'll publish it.
Oh, that's terrific. And you talked about reading to kids and that you've gone and you've read to the kids. What's that experience been like, and what has some of the reaction been from the kids?
Well, the kids are all excited about Santa Claus. It doesn't matter how old you are. I know I was as a kid. I'm one of five. And so when when I'm doing book signings, the kids, when they see the book, first of all, the front cover of the book has a great picture of Rudolph and Santa. And then they found out that I actually received a letter from Santa, and this is a copy of it. Their eyes just light up like crazy. And some of the kids, they just can't wait to open it. And one place in particular, I was at a library and reading to about 50 kids, and they were all just so excited, and there was no talking, just all sort of awe. And one of the teachers that was there looking after the kids actually missed one of her classes because she was so enraptured with it. But anyway, about a week later, I received a letter from the librarian, and she said that one of the little children in her class, some of the feedback was that she now knows what happens when a good little girl or boy dies and goes to heaven and the options that you have, and it made her feel a lot easier about things, and if she did get sick, she'd be looked after.
Wow, and that has to make you feel good that it had that kind of an impact on a child.
It did. Yeah, that was very touching, because I have six kids of my own, and seven grandkids and one great grandchild. I love kids, so
yeah. And yeah, you know what it's touching. And you know what it's like to read to them. And I'm sure you've read your book to your own children and grandchildren, correct?
I have, yeah. I've read it to them quite a few times. The good part is that it's a great book for adults to read, too, because it's inspiring, and it lets you know that good things do happen, and that, you know, Santa Claus working along with his elves and Mrs. Claus, you know, getting things ready for Christmas, that it's community is what makes things happen.
Oh, that is so true. Community makes things happen. So what did it feel like for you, Robin, when your friend tells you, wow, this should be a book, it really happens, and you finally get a copy of that book? What was that feeling like that day?
Well, it was very, very exciting, and I still have, I mean, it was a, you know, a printed copy, obviously, but the first copy I still have, and I wrote in the front inside cover, you know, that I, my first copy, and it made me feel really happy and satisfied and fulfilled about a lot of things, because I had lost my way a lot earlier in life about some things, and it was good to see that I could achieve this and bring satisfaction to myself and to so many people that were reading it. And it always reminds me of my dad and reading to me. So, it's very great.
Yeah, you have to love that. What do you hope people feel when they get your book and read it?
I guess the big thing is, you know, is that there's, you know, family is a big thing, you know, my dad coming down to read to me, and that if you look after people and love people, your kids, you know, I mean, other people as well, but I mean, if you look after your kids and love them and give them faith in the hospital, but also in other things that aren't tangible, that there's a good chance that things will work out for the better.
I love it. A perfect place to end this. Pick it up. Letter from Santa Claus. You can get that Kindle edition, of course, Amazon.com. Thank you, Robin Jones.
Okay, thank you very much.
Raindrops and roses and whiskers on kittens.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Until you hear our next story here on the show, you're not going to believe it. And I need to take you down this path about Lamar Burks. And the question is, and this is a big question, and we'll get to this, is the Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg responsible for keeping a wrongly convicted man in prison for 20 years? We've talked about these cases before, and they just break my heart. In 1997, Houston resident Lamar Burks was convicted of killing Earl Perry, sent to prison for 70 years. Now Burks' family is asking the Harris County District Attorney's Office to review the case after one of the Drug Enforcement Administration agents involved, Chad Scott, was indicted in New Orleans on a slew of federal charges, including perjury and falsifying evidence in another case. So check this out. On January 14th of this year, Burks filed a writ of habeas corpus in the 208th Judicial District Court before Judge Greg Glass. On February 5th, Judge Glass entered an order recommending the writ be granted and Lamar be released. Yes, finally. But then on February 14th, Harris County DA Kim Ogg filed a motion refusing to agree with the judge's order. So what led to that? Joining us now is Don Burks, and Don Burks is Lamar's cousin. Don, thanks so much for coming on to talk about the plight of your cousin.
Oh, thanks for having me. And I want everybody out there to understand that this thing is just, it's a reoccurring event in America, across America, and only with the support of the community and the listeners, we can come together and address this type of issue.
Absolutely. where are we with your cousin?
Well, he's in good spirits, but we're fighting. Me and his daughter Jada Burks, we're fighting for this. We really don't understand what Mr. Hawk's plight is at this point. He's a political
Yeah, we're having problems hearing you, so it's probably cell phone, but we understand, and I'll take this up further, the witness against Burks was Derevin Whitaker, who's a five-time convicted felon. He was a government informant working for the agent that I mentioned, the disgraced former DEA agent, Chad Scott. And according to that recent filed appeal in the Burks case, new evidence reveals that Whitaker was the person who killed Perry. So that's the key thing here. And it's got to be hard for, you know, Don, it's got to be hard for Lamar to know, and also that whole time, to know where he's sitting that all of this is happening. How are his spirits?
This type of thing that doesn't happen in America. And it's really a big cover-up, and we're trying to get it out because Chad Scott has been arrested and witnesses are coming forward because this guy was like a terror in the community for years. So now that they've apprehended him and took his badge and his gun, a lot of witnesses are coming forward saying that how they were coerced and forced to do certain things. It's just a big scandal, and I believe that Harris County District Attorney's Office is trying to bury it. So we just need to shed some light on this thing. All the documents can be downloaded at the Harris County District Clerk's website. You can go in and look at it. The listeners can go in and look at the case. We recommend all the law school students, law scholars, to look into this case because this is really big. It's an atrocity in America, and I'm glad that you've given me this opportunity to address this issue.
Yeah, and you mentioned Jada Burks, of course, Lamar's daughter, and for her, she's doing what you're doing, right? Trying to keep people in there, getting interested in the case, because the more people that know about it, the better possibilities, right?
Right. We just got a call from Dateline, so we're trying to, they're going to fly us out to New York or California, whatever the studios are at. They're going to fly Jada out there. She's going to go live and try to get this thing before the public. It's really one of the biggest corruption scandals in the history of not only the state of Texas, but in American history. It's going to be big. So we just ask everybody to look into it, or read the stories. It's a story out of Houston Chronicle, printed a story November the 28th, 2018. So we're just trying to keep pushing this thing.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you do, shine a light on it to let people know. And as you said, you believe it's a cover-up, and that's part of the reason there. And the reason for that would be that they don't want to have to go back and dig through this. I would assume that's part of what it is. But, wow, for poor Lamar sitting there and then realizing what's happening and having to have been in prison for as long as he has. And I mentioned that at the start of that. Have you talked to him recently?
About 10 days ago we spoke, and he just told me to keep pushing, you know, told Jada to keep pushing. But we're going to get it out. I spoke with the attorney, Michael Wynn, and he's about to file a few motions in the case. I think the judge is in the midst of putting a gag order on the case. I think we're fighting against that right now. I mean, it's really big, but we're gonna keep fighting to make sure the public hears about this wrongful conviction.
Yeah. If you take us back to when all of this happened, and I mentioned it at the top to give everybody an idea, and so they really knew the story, that it's this, that in 97, Lamar was convicted of killing Earl Perry, and then he was sentenced to prison for 70 years. On that day when all of that happened and unfolded, did you know that he was innocent then?
Yeah, I knew he was innocent then because Lamar had never been convicted of a crime in the state of Texas. or in nowhere in America. He was a licensed firearm carrier, taxpaying citizen, and it was outrageous because he was a hip hop producer, you know, had a record company or whatnot, and at that time, the Drug Enforcement Agency had it out for every minority hip hop producer in the city of Houston. And Lamar is just one of the tragedies that took place. I mean, there's about two other guys that were also set up by Scott. And, you know, basically, well, their cases have been overturned. You know, there's a slew of cases that have been overturned in Southeast Louisiana behind Scott's indictment. So if you dig into the case, you dig into Chad Scott's history, it's all online. You can see how this guy was, and they call him the White Devil. You know, it's all in the stories written by the Advocate news agency. So we just ask the public to just look into it and give us some support.
And we're speaking with Don Burks. For people listening, he is Lamar Burks' cousin, and Lamar Burks was convicted of killing Earl Perry in 1997, sent to prison for 70 years, and now there's this new revelation in the case, and there's this great hope that he will get released from prison for wrongly being convicted of this crime, and now it's caught in the machinations of all of what's happened with this DEA agent, Chad Scott, and all of that. And, of course, Burks filed that writ of habeas corpus that we mentioned in the judicial district court before this judge, Greg Glass, and Judge Glass initially entered that order recommending the writ be granted and Lamar would have been released, and this would have been back in January. And if we go to January, Don, you thought that had to be a great day. You had to think, oh, finally, he's going to get released. This is great. This is what's happened with Chad Scott, and this is a miracle, and this is what we've been waiting for. And then you get the terrible news that it's gone in a different direction, right?
Right. It's a law in Texas under the Code of Criminal Procedure. It's Article 11.65, and it allows Lamar to be released, but all parties have to be in agreement. And we believe that the district attorney, Kim Hall, took advantage of that because she knew that Judge Glass couldn't enforce the order without her being in agreement. So she filed a last-minute motion to halt things, you know, to halt the release. I'm not sure why she did it, but we're trying to address that issue right now.
Yeah, that would be my question. Why would the Harris County District Attorney, Kim Ogg, keep an innocent man in prison for over 20 years when you have irrefutable evidence?
Right. Politics. She's a politician. That's all it is. She's a politician.
Yeah.
She's a politician.
Well, we certainly wish you the best on this. We will look for interviews to come forward. You mentioned Dateline. We'll look for that to happen with Jada, of course, Lamar's daughter. And we wish you the best in this case and hope that justice prevails here. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Okay. Thank you, all you listeners. And we hope this happens. We'd like to put a prayer on it in Jesus' name. Thank y'all.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks to everybody for listening to the show.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.